Radio.
This afternoon, we have a very interesting little gospel, because when the temple tax collectors cornered Peter, you notice Jesus didn't take the time to dispute with them. By all rights, Jesus could have refused to pay the tax, but he didn't want to get pulled into their petty arguments. You see, his mission and focus of all his attention was his upcoming passion, death, and resurrection. So instead of taking the time to prove himself right in the matter, Jesus just sent Peter to catch a fish, retrieve a coin, and pay the tax. Because if you think about it, Jesus had bigger fish to fry. We can all think of petty disputes. A married couple's relationship soured because of a decades-old spat. Two members of work community who can't agree on the right way forward in a project. What about a father's disappointment with their children's career choice? Was one opinion better than the other, though? Well, maybe. But refusing to bend causes everyone to lose the bigger picture, and the result is always only division and bitterness. And that makes it hard for God's love to shine. Sometimes I think we just need to let go, even if we know we're right, because sometimes it's best to keep the bigger picture in view. Are we loving God with our whole hearts? Are we loving our neighbours as ourselves? Is the other person trying to do the same? In the end, I think they're the only really questions that matter, and they're the only questions that are really worth asking. Because imagine how God deals with us. He can see all our faults and all our failings, but he doesn't bring out every detail to our attention all at once. Like a loving parent, he focuses on one area at a time, slowly polishing our rough edges. He'll get to everything in his own time, starting with the most important. You never know, maybe those temple tax collectors ended up embracing the gospel simply because Jesus refused to be baited into an argument with them. So our message from the gospel today is a simple one. Stay focused on what's important. Focus on love, even when we disagree. Pray for those who contradict us, because then we can let God smooth out the rough edges, because he knows how to sort out everything. Jesus, thank you for your patience with us. Help us to be patient with others. Teach us to focus on loving them instead of correcting them. We trust you to work out the details. Amen.
Radio.org.au